welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. And you know I say this each and every week, text us, call us, we want to hear from you. That number is 305-900-2363. Again, it's 305-900-2363. And you can always email us at bendradioshow@gmail.com and let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. But what's been crossing our feeds lately, especially in the social media world, is everybody has discovered ChatGPT and has been filling their social medias with making their own action figures.
You know, that was kind of cool when it started. And we did too. We made our own and we were like, okay, this is kind of neat. But are you like me and you're over it?
Oh, I am over it. And just to kind of explain what folks were doing is here they realized how in control AI is. You can actually put in there, please create me a plastic looking 3D figure that's an action figure along with how you want to be dressed, accessories. So when we did the Tigger and Beck action figures, Tigger,
it was pretty cool.
He came pretty accurate because you look just like yourself with, you know, of course, in cartoonish form with your cowboy hat, microphone, a Bull Sale catalog, and your steady love of your life, your dog naked, mm-hmm. your border collie.
Yep.
I had my beautiful blue roan Sage. He was my little accessory. So it's a lot of fun if you've not tried it. But yes, we're kind of all over it.
Well, and everybody has moved on to instantaneously the next latest and greatest, right? I mean, because I remember some of these social media trends. Remember when people were, I think it was last year that they were taking their profile picture and you could put it into AI and it would make you like a pencil drawing of your profile picture, right?
Yes.
Remember when it would do that? So here's what I thought I would do is instead of always constantly chasing the latest and greatest fad, let's reminisce a little bit, okay? Let's go back to the sunny slopes long ago and just say, where did this go?
So okay. Throwback trend.
Kind of a throwback trend. Here's one that I put on my list that everybody will be able to relate to, the clock radio, the alarm clock.
Oh my gosh. Who even
Good
has
luck trying to find
a
one?
Alarm clock anymore?
There you go. A lot of people don't do it. It's with your phone. How about this one? This takes us back to when we were in high school. The car stereo. You would go and you would buy a different stereo system. You would put subs and tweeters in the trunk of a 76 Impala or something like that. That was like a tank, right? That you bought for $200, but your stereo was $1,500.
Yeah.
What happened to those days?
I hear you. I was caught up in that. My car when I went to college was a 1997 Chevy Malibu, and yes, you bet, in the trunk I had 12s, I have tweeters, I had added a different because the CD player it came with wasn't good enough, so I added my own. And of course you had
were fancy though if yours came with a CD player. We had to take out the tape deck.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was just the AM radio.
And do you remember like going to college and parking your car and you used they called them keys, but to be able to take the face off of.
I had a detachable face.
Detachable face, so nobody would steal that sound system.
Alpine or Kenwood, yep. Okay, what about this other one? When was the last time that you either sent or received a fax? And that wasn't that long ago.
But oh my
gosh. Do you remember the last time that you had to fax a document? You don't do that anymore. You type it out and you turn it into a PDF and you email somebody.
I have to think back. I think I was in high school.
The last
time I took, okay. I sent a fax.
Maybe I hung on to mine a little bit longer. Okay, back to the car stereo. So you had your stereo system, but remember the binder that you had that had all of your CDs in this binder?
Yes.
And you would always take the cover art out of the CD case and you'd have that in there.
Wow. And do you know that I shouldn't have this still, but up in a tote out in our shop in storage, I still have yours and my CD
I know.
Collection.
Plus we have all of our DVDs. There's like, everybody's got those, several hundred. Okay. So what about this one? Kind of academic related, the encyclopedias. A lot of houses had encyclopedias. Britannica.
Britannica. That's what. Remember the salesman that used to come to the door and sell you encyclopedias?
Yep. Everybody had one. Everybody had one. That's kind of a common one when people say throwing back to the Sunny Slopes long ago is always the encyclopedias. So what about this one? When handwriting was legible. Think about that. Cursive is not taught that much anymore. And if you look at the handwriting of our parents or the generation above you, their handwriting was 9 out of 10 times very neat.
Very elegant.
Yes. That's not even taught anymore of how to write nice. I can't even decipher the hieroglyphics of how people handwrite now.
I'm not going to claim that I totally did this, but maybe I did this. Remember, because our parents' handwriting was so distinctive and elegant, you may have practiced writing your parents' signature, maybe making notes that says, I need to go home early.
Hey, that's impressive. That I never tried. I should have tried that. I was the one who would have tried that. Okay, how about, this is really a long time ago. I'd have to look up the last time one of these was available, but that was a cigarette vending machine. Now, I remember as a wee one, you know, my dad, he was a smoker, not anymore, but that in the case of an emergency, he would have to go to the vending machine and you would pull that knob out. Do you remember those?
Okay, I do remember those. And those made a big comeback just a few years ago in Vegas, where artists were using those to make little things of art. And say you'd walk by the machine and you'd look in it, and it would have, instead of cigarettes to buy, same machine, they would have little pieces of art that you could go and buy. You pull the knob and that piece of art would fall out. And it could be like a greeting card. It could be just a cute little message you might send somebody. I've even seen them in bars here in our own town where it's fun to go out and you're just walking out the bar because it's closing time and you're in a good mood. And here's this little vending machine that used to be a cigarette machine full of things like fun sunglasses.
Oh, little trinkets.
Just little trinkets. And you don't know what you're going to get. You put money in it and you see what's going to fall out. So at least they have kind of made a comeback.
So along the theme of traveling, now I got a couple of them before we go to break. Remember traveler's checks?
Wow.
Traveler's checks. When was the last time that you heard of anyone using traveler's checks? Because I remember when our family or my sisters would travel that they would always have the American Express traveler checks.
Okay, I'm thinking back, and I'm remembering when I was in college, so now that just dated myself, but I remember I was overseas for a summer studying in France, and that would have been like the year 2001. My folks sent me with traveler's checks. That's probably the last time I've used them.
Could they be redeemed? If you had a wallet with some of these, could they be redeemed today?
Still?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
I have no idea. Okay, my last one here before we go to break, kind of along traveling, is camera film, right?
Oh my,
that you always had film in your camera. This was before the digital cameras that you carried around and you had film in your camera, or even on top of that, that you could do something dumb and you didn't have to worry about somebody filming it and it's showing up on social media.
Within seconds. Or
I'm
live.
I'm just going to throw that one there. So, you know, the Sunny Slopes long ago.
Well done there, Tigger.
Just had to reminisce a little bit. I thought everyone would get a kick out of that and remember along.
From the past to the present, after the break, we head to the Miles City Buck and Horse Sale and Rodeo in Miles City, Montana, and talk this year's entertainment. It's exciting, folks. Stay where you are. The Ben Show will be back right after this. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
The 2025 world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel Wagering May 3rd and 4th on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with the moms free to the races and more races added May 16th through the 18th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online to buckinghorsesale.com.
Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is our go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today.
Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and right along shotgun, as always, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, this time of year, I get really excited for summer when I think about this next event that's about to kick off, and that is the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale that happens each and every year annually in Miles City, Montana. If you've been thinking about heading to Montana this summer, this is the event that kicks off your summer, okay?
Miles City needs to be on your bucket list.
Yes.
This is a good time.
I've been trying to tell folks, especially those that think about going to Yellowstone, they're going to these other large national parks and such, to be making like a big loop, okay? And keep the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale on your list, especially if you are somebody that loves the Western lifestyle, you enjoy rodeo, cowboy traditions. All of this is wrapped in a weekend that will be unforgettable.
You know, even if you are not into the rodeo scene or bucking horses like we are, there is so much history and nostalgia that goes into the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. I mean, yes, a monster party, I mean, to start out with. Like, for example, the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert, showcasing Tanner Law's band with special guest Tiger Lily Gold, and then featuring Gary Allen, is kind of the kickoff on Thursday, May 15th. It's a party in the dirt is what it is, and I mean, this thing is a lot of fun. So here's what's neat is I got a hold of Tanner Laws. Now, he won the showcase band just getting started in the country music scene. He's got a neat story.
The Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in May, where the showcase band had to go through a voting process, and so we got the most votes, and I don't know, we're super pumped. We haven't been that far east. We play all over Montana every weekend, but we haven't been that far east, and ranching and rodeo communities are kind of our go-to. We play a lot of swing dance and two-step and waltz kind of music.
So have you been in the business a fair amount of time? Has music always been your passion? Is this something that maybe you just put together? Hopes and dreams, aspirations?
Yeah, so music was definitely not ever in my plans. I always enjoyed it, but I was all about sports in school growing up. And I went to Montana Tech for civil engineering and basketball. And it was kind of in college that after I quit the basketball team, I dove into learning songs on the guitar. And that's when I really started writing a lot. And then I got a little sound system and started performing in bars. And it kind of just grew from there. And then, God bless, 2 years ago, I started to meet my band members, who are incredibly talented musicians and just great individuals. And yeah, it's kind of grown and I've learned a lot, and there's still a whole lot to learn, but I'm independent, not signed to a record label, and just trying to stay true to my values and also just release music that I'm proud of and that me and my friends would listen to.
You taught yourself how to play guitar in college. Was that right?
So I took an intro to guitar class when I was a junior in high school, but I wasn't good. And then I didn't play it for like 2 years. So I lost it, you know? So yeah, pretty much I picked it up and I couldn't play with a guitar pick in my hand or anything. It would fall out. So it was pretty much just like every day or every other day I would YouTube how to play my favorite songs at the time, which was like Luke Combs, When It Rains It Pours, or I'm a big Tyler Childers guy, so I learned like Lady May and Feathered Indians and I just watched the YouTube videos and did a lot of learning that way.
Well, this is kind of interesting because normally a lot of times, you know, people that follow their musical passions, it was maybe something where when they were young, they were singing or something and there it was a way of expression. And here you just kind of picked this thing up and said, you know what, this would be kind of cool. Or maybe you needed the college credit or something like that, but you just decided to, you know, I'm going to pick this up and this will be kind of a fun little hobby. And you started to pick it up and say, I like this. This is part of me. And, you know, I think I want to pursue this.
I did sing like as a kid, but then I got nervous and stopped doing it. I would just sing to like my parents and their friends. But no, I really enjoy bringing people together and having a good time. And also when I was in at the end of high school is when I started like diving into older country more on my own, listening to the greats like Merle and Johnny Cash and guys
George
that tell
Jones
stories
and all that. Yeah.
I started listening to guys that actually told a story and like had something to say. And I really, really liked that. And I was wondering why the music industry was going away from that. And I was like, well, I don't really know any super famous Montana artists, and Montana is a pretty country place. I was like, why not me? So I started writing, and I love writing about things I can relate to, like fishing and hunting and outdoorsmanship and ranches and rodeos and farming and stuff like that.
And that's what I was going to ask you, is if there's kind of a theme to the type of music that you like to write and like to play and perform.
Yeah. I just love swing dancing. We grew up learning it in my school where I grew up in Thompson Falls, Montana, and I got more into it in college as well. So I like to write a lot of upbeat Brooks and Dunn, Alan Jackson, Chris LeDoux stuff that you can swing dance to. I really enjoy that. And then as far as themes, like I said, Montana stuff, hunting, fishing, outdoorsmanship, brandings, you know, just classic country stuff that people that grow up in Montana experience. And yeah.
So if people are not able to make it to the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff concert, which I wish everybody could, but I understand that we all can't be in Miles City at that time. Mm-hmm. People wanting to listen to your music, find out more about you, where do they go? How do they do it?
I got two albums out on all streaming platforms. And then my website is just Tanner Laws Music, and that'll have my tour on it. We play all over, mostly Montana every week. We're playing, I'm taking a couple weeks to play in some small towns because I love playing in small towns. I'm playing in Tustin, and Lewistown's not that small, but Lewistown and Helmville. And then we're making our first Texas tour at the start of May, right before Bucking Horse Sale. We're going to fly down there, play in San Antonio and Austin. And yeah, we're playing all over. It's going to be a very, very busy summer, and I'll be uploading more tour dates and stuff like that. And our other really big show is we're opening for Clint Black at the Dylan Labor Day concert at the end of the summer.
Now, I love bands like this that they have an appreciation where they start playing in just kind of a honky tonk, kind of a gin joint, right? And they still love playing in these small little towns. Now, it's the Tanner Laws Band. He sent me a song that he wrote. It's called Aim to Please. It is awesome, and it's available now for pre-sale on Spotify for anybody that wants to get it, and it will be released on May 13th, which is the same week of the Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
So then that right there, May 15th is when you need to be in Miles City,
yes,
taking part in this Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff concert to the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. What I loved about something that Tanner mentioned in his interview was that he sings music that tells a story.
That's not heard
that
of
tell
anymore,
a story.
It seems like.
And I love that because you think about how that fits in with the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Everything about Miles City, Montana is history, tradition, and stories to be told. So he is the perfect guy to be kicking off this kickoff concert. And then if you look at the rest of the folks that are on the lineup, Tiger Lily Gold. If you don't know who Tiger Lily Gold is, check them out. These are two girls that grew up.
Tequila.
Yes, they grew up in a small town in North Dakota, made their way to Nashville, and have been an up-and-coming duo all over playing on the Grand Ole Opry. They are just like Tanner. They write their own music.
and then followed up by
Gary Allen.
How many times have you been to a Gary Allen concert? I think I asked you this before, but
Gary Allen is an unbelievable storyteller as well with his music. I mean, he's had hits. I mean, numerous hits on the country charts. I've gone to see Gary Allen. I think this will be, when I see him at the Bucking Horse Sale, this will be my sixth or seventh time I have seen Gary Allen.
It'll be my first.
Well,
I'll catch up.
We're finally bringing you along, okay? All right, so if the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is not on your calendar yet, it needs to be. It kicks off on May 15th and runs through Sunday, May 18th. Lots of action to be had, lots of fun, family fun as well. You can buy tickets now at buckinghorsesale.com, or you can also find all the information and tickets as well at ranchchannel.com. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break right now. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events. Join us Sunday, May 18th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with pari-mutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Ben Show. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. Right along shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Well, I have this new story that crossed my desk, and I shook my head when I read it and said, wow, I got to share this with the rest of you. Have you heard about this? We head to Georgia for this one. A Georgia man has been fined a whopping $900,000 in what authorities are calling the largest taxidermy bird bust in U.S. history. Dr. John Waldrop of Catalua, Georgia, was sentenced in April for illegally trafficking thousands of rare and endangered bird mounts and eggs from around the world, including some species possibly extinct. Federal agents say that Waldrop smuggled over 1,400 bird mounts and nearly 2,600 eggs between the years of 2016 and 2020 using fake shipping info and even recruiting his farm's caretaker to help hide the shipments. His massive collection included protected eagles, rare parrots, and songbird eggs, many of which he didn't have the permits required by law. Some of the birds and eggs were from species so rare, no U.S. museum has them, including three eggs from an Asian shorebird with only around 1,000 left in the wild. Officials say Waldrop created demand that fueled illegal poaching across Africa, Asia, and South America. Waldrop pled guilty, was fined $900,000, and will serve 3 years of probation. His caretaker got 6 months. Authorities say the case shows just how seriously wildlife trafficking is being taken and how much it can cost when the law is broken.
So this guy had a massive collection.
Yes.
And so I wonder how he was busted.
I am not positive.
Was he kind of buying or selling somehow, and he got busted that way?
Correct. He started getting tracked, and he was setting up fake profiles in order to go and buy these birds that were considered illegal to own.
Right.
Just like, think about the American eagle, the bald eagle. You know, you have to have certain certifications to be allowed to have one in your possession. And anyway, he did get busted. And it really brings to forefront how big this wildlife trafficking industry is. And we're talking about the illicit, the illegal wildlife trafficking business.
And you brought stories about like people having illegal snakes is a lot that they try smuggling around.
Yes. So you want to know how big of a business this is that our officials are trying to bust down on? It is valued at between $7 to $8 billion is what they're trying to crash down on and get these folks to quit doing illegal trafficking.
So $900,000 was his fine. 3 years on probation. Is that what it was?
Right. 3 years on probation. I thought that would have been a little bit higher myself, little steeper.
I think so. It should have been.
But I'll be following this story just to find out what ends up happening now to all of these mounts and these eggs that are considered so highly.
Probably back to the museums that you said museums didn't even have these. That's probably where they went.
That's what I'm hoping.
Hopefully that's where they went.
So I'm going to throw this out to all of you. If you hear stories like this that we need to share with everyone, remember, you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. All right, folks, we're going to call this show wrapped. Remember to keep sending in your questions or if you know of something spot-worthy for us to share, as well as your area's field reports. How is spring turning into summer in your neck of the woods? The number again is 305-900-2363. Again, call or text 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this episode or want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. And finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.